When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale, and we now stand at the chilling precipice of an enduring silence, a profound quietude that has stretched for agonizing decades, echoing like a mournful dirge through the very heart of a city, forever marked by an inexplicable, gaping absence. The initial searing shock may have mercifully faded for some, but for the devastated families and for the dedicated, relentless few who still desperately seek elusive answers, the wound remains a raw, festering chasm, a constant, agonizing reminder of what was so cruelly, so utterly lost. As the relentless, unforgiving years relentlessly marched onward, each one a heavy, dragging step into the unknown, the haunting case of the Springfield Three settled into a chilling, persistent dormancy. The once vibrant, hopeful faces of Cheryl Levitt, Suzanne Streeter, and Stacey McCall, once plastered with desperate urgency on every desolate lamppost and flickering television screen, became indelibly etched into the collective, troubled memory of a nation, transformed into poignant, agonizing symbols of an unfathomable, terrifying void. The initial frenetic flurry of investigative activity, the fleeting, hopeful leads that promised so much, the desperate, tearful appeals, all slowly, inexorably, gave way to the grim, crushing reality of an utterly unsolved mystery. The case, once a searing, urgent headline that gripped the public's imagination, transitioned into the somber, dusty annals of cold cases, a file growing thicker with unyielding, unanswered questions and a diminishing, fragile hope. For the shattered families, however, time offered no gentle solace, no tender balm for their perpetually wounded hearts. Every passing, hollow holiday, every poignant birthday, every significant, bittersweet life event became a poignant, aching reminder of the missing, a cruel, relentless torment. Janice McCall, Stacey's brave, heartbroken mother, and Mary Streeter, Suzanne's equally courageous sister, transformed into tireless, unwavering advocates, their very lives consumed by the relentless, agonizing pursuit of a truth that seemed to mock their every effort. Their voices, though often weary with the weight of decades of sorrow, never once faltered in their desperate, fervent plea for information, their eyes reflecting an enduring, almost defiant hope that one day the chilling, impenetrable silence would finally, mercifully break. They became the enduring, poignant faces of the tragedy, their quiet, dignified resilience in the face of such profound, unbearable sorrow, a testament to the unbreakable, eternal bonds of love. The Springfield Police Department, despite the relentless, unforgiving passage of time and the inevitable changing of personnel, never officially, definitively closed the case. Dedicated, persistent, cold case detectives continued to revisit the sparse, frustrating evidence, to meticulously re-interview witnesses whose memories had blurred with the years, and to eagerly explore new, promising forensic technologies as they slowly emerged. Every whispered tip, no matter how obscure, how seemingly insignificant, was meticulously investigated, each one a fleeting spark of hope in the overwhelming darkness, only to often extinguish into a frustrating, dead end. The house on East Delmar Street, once a vibrant, bustling home filled with laughter and life, became a silent, eerie monument to the vanished, its very existence a constant, unsettling reminder of the unsolved, terrifying enigma. It stood and still stands as a stark, physical representation of the lingering, tormenting questions, a silent, unblinking sentinel, guarding its sinister, impenetrable secrets. In 1997, 5 long, agonizing years after their sudden, inexplicable disappearance, Cheryl Levitt, Suzanne Streeter, and Stacey McCall were officially, legally declared dead. This cold, legal pronouncement, while providing some administrative, bureaucratic closure, offered absolutely no emotional peace to their tormented loved ones. It was a stark, necessary bureaucratic formality, a grim acknowledgement of the relentless, unforgiving passage of time. But it did absolutely nothing to assuage the gnawing, pervasive uncertainty, the desperate, primal need for answers, for a final, comforting resting place, for a true, horrifying understanding of what transpired on that fateful, terrifying night. The declaration of death was a hollow, bitter victory, a legalistic formality that only deepened the emotional chasm, making the absence even more profound. The devastating impact of the Springfield 3 case extended far beyond the immediate, shattered families. It cast a long, disquieting, almost spectral shadow over the entire, once tranquil community. Springfield, once seen as a safe, idyllic Midwestern town, was brutally forced to confront a darker, more insidious reality. Doors that were once habitually left unlocked were now secured with multiple heavy bolts. A pervasive, chilling sense of vulnerability settled upon the unsuspecting residents. A cold, unsettling awareness that even in their quiet, seemingly protected corner of the world, unimaginable, monstrous horrors could unfold without warning or explanation. The precious innocence of a generation was irrevocably lost, replaced by a cautious, almost fearful vigilance. The case became a grim, enduring lesson, a stark, terrifying reminder of the fragility of peace and the insidious, pervasive nature of the unknown. Over the decades, countless, often desperate theories have been proposed, countless, fleeting leads pursued with fervent hope, and countless, grueling hours dedicated to unraveling this Gordian knot of a mystery that tightens with each passing year. From the initial, chilling whispers of local criminals to the more elaborate, unsettling conjectures of organized crime or transient, predatory figures, each theory, each fleeting, tantalizing possibility has been meticulously examined and, thus far, found agonizingly wanting. The truth, if it exists at all, remains stubbornly, defiantly hidden, shrouded in the impenetrable, suffocating veil of that long-ago, terrifying night. The case stands as a stark, unsettling testament to the frustrating limits of human investigation, a chilling, haunting reminder that some secrets are held so tightly, so fiercely, they defy every desperate attempt to pry them open. The legacy of the Springfield 3 is not just one of profound, agonizing tragedy, but also one of enduring, defiant resilience. The families, though burdened by unimaginable, crushing grief, have continued to fight with unwavering resolve for justice, to keep the precious memory of their loved ones vividly alive, and to ensure that their heartbreaking story is never, ever forgotten. Their unwavering, courageous determination is a beacon of fragile hope in the face of overwhelming, soul-crushing despair. A powerful testament to the unbreakable power of love and the indomitable human spirit's fierce refusal to surrender to the encroaching darkness. And so, the whispers from the dark continue, carried on the gentle yet chilling breezes of the Ozarks, a haunting, mournful melody of questions without answers. The case of the Springfield 3 remains one of America's most perplexing, heartbreaking, and utterly terrifying unsolved mysteries, a chilling testament to the profound fragility of life and the enduring, sinister power of the unknown. Their story serves as a stark, unsettling reminder that even in the most ordinary, seemingly safe places, extraordinary, malevolent darkness can descend, leaving behind only echoes, a profound, aching silence, and an endless, terrifying void. As we conclude this somber, chilling chapter, the shadows lengthen and the whispers grow louder, more insistent. Join me next time on Whispers from the Dark as we delve into another chilling enigma that has haunted the Heartland with its sinister presence, the perplexing, deeply unsettling mystery of the Smiley Face Killer conspiracy, where college kids across the Midwest have mysteriously gone missing and been found tragically dead, leaving behind a grim trail of unsettling symbols and a terrifying abundance of unanswered questions. Until then, stay vigilant and listen closely to the whispers that linger, cold and persistent in the dark.